With the 3 weeks and the 9 days fast and approaching, I'd like to talk to you about a halachic topic called Siyum Masechta. A person finishes a Masechta. What's the source for Siyum Masechta? What status does the Siyum have? Is it obligatory? Is it a Sudas Mitzvah? Can we have music? Can we set up a Sudas Siyum Masechta during the 9 days? The source for Siyum Masechta is a Gemara in Shabbos. Mirz Shem will take a look at that Gemara momentarily. And a second source that's very important in Masechta, Baba Basra. And perhaps we could see that the concept of Siyum Masechta should be considered from the perspective, the general framework of Siyum Mitzvah. And perhaps there's a relationship specifically between the Mitzvah of Siyum Masechta and Simchas Torah, the celebration when we complete the Torah. And that would raise the issue of whether or not a Siyum and a Sudas Mitzvah is limited to a Masechta. When you finish a Masechta, would apply even to Chamisha Chumshei Torah. We're going to take a look at some of the halachic ramifications with regard to a Chasson, perhaps, and regard to, as we said before, the 3 weeks. Let's begin with the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, and that's on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis in Perikol Kisvei. The Gemara tells us, Omar Abaye, Tesi Li Dechi Chazina Surma Mirabona Desholim Masechta Avidna Yoma Tava L'Rabbanon. When a Talmud Chacham finishes a Masechta, Rashi adds, the Shalom Masechta Shegarsa, that he studied the Masechta, is I would like to make a Yoma Tava for the Rabbanon. Who are the Rabbanon? Rashi says the Talmidim. Rosh Yeshiva Hoya. In other words, when a Rosh Yeshiva finishes and the Talmidim finish a Masechta together, we make a Yom Tava. And Tesi Li, Rashi says, that phrase means Yeshulam Schari. I will get rewarded for this, because when a Rosh Yeshiva finishes the Masechta, the Talmidim would celebrate. And that's called the Yom Tava L'Rabbanon. The other source, as I indicated before, for the concept of Siyum Masechta is in Baba Basra, Perkei Shnochlin, on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. And the Gemara tells us there about Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av. And the reason for a celebration to rejoice on Tu B'Av, according to the opinion of Rabbah and Rav Yosef, is Yom Sheposkim Bo Milichros Eitzim LeMarocha. Rashi points out, if you take a look, that Minisan V'ad Tu B'Av Hayukorsim Eitzim LeTzorech HaMaroch. There was a season that began with Nisan and continued until the middle of Av, and during that season they would cut down trees to serve as wood and burn on the Marocha, the Atzei HaMarocha. And that supply of trees, of wood, would last for the entire year. And after the 15th of Av, Toshash, Rashi says, Kocha Shalchama, and when the sun was no longer powerful after the 15th, it was getting weaker, it wasn't drying up the trees, is Yesh B'Eitzim Lachluchis, and then if you put it on the Mizbeach, on the fire, Malin Oshan, there will be a certain smoke that goes up, Gam Yigdal Tolas, and the trees will get wormy. So the period of time, the end, shall we say, the termination of that period of time when they would cut trees and wood for the Atzei Marocha was Tu B'Av. Rashi says, V'oso Yom Sheposku, on that day, the 15th of Av, when they completed this task, this mitzvah, of preparing trees for the Ma'arocha. Hayusmechim, they celebrated with joy. Lefisha ba'oso yom mashlimim, they completed mitzvah gedola kazos. They completed this great mitzvah of krisas eitzim litzarech ha'marocha. And now we want to turn to the back of Masechta Bava Basra. You have the Nimuki Yosef, published around the Rif, one of the great Rishonim. And he writes, Garsinan b'Gemara, he quotes this Gemara that we just saw in Bava Basra, Tanya, Ablazar Godel Omer, Kemen Shigia Tu Ba'av, Toshash Kocha Shal Cham of Loyu Karsim, Eitzim Arocha, Mibnei Sheinam Yaveshim, Amar Av Ashi, Vekor Leyon Tavar Magal. They gave a name for that day. That was the end of the Magal. The Magal is the sickle that they used to use to cut down the trees. And the Nebuk Yosef writes the following, Umipnei Sheba Oso Yom Hoyim Ashlimim, Umisaimim HaMitzvah. He adds to Rashi the word Misaimim, they completed. Hoyu Osim Simcha Gdola. There was a great celebration on that day. Mikan v'eilech shayomim miskatzrim. Fine. There are other explanations, he says, for why Tu B'Av was a day that was celebrated. Has nothing to do with the Atzim Aruch, according to this view. Has to do with the fact that when the days began getting shorter, and the nights therefore longer, is tzarech lasok b'talmudo, Balayli could dedicate larger chunks of the night to the study of Torah, because when it got dark out in those days, they didn't have such electricity like we have. They would retire from the work, from the daily employment, and then they would have more time for study of Torah because the nights were getting longer. Now, at the end of this presentation, he writes, Kasavti zeh, very atypical kind of language in a Rishon. I wrote this, L'shnei toeles hayotzim, lios zoriz, lahaskil v'lekvoa talmudo b'layla. I wanted to emphasize the significance of the celebration of Tu B'Av, first and foremost, so that people would be mizdares, there would be zrizus, there would be a more enthusiastic and zealous dedication to Torah study at night. V'gam, and furthermore, the second toeles that I wanted to achieve here, the second goal was minog lismach b'inyan mitzvah, to encourage, to be mezaris this minog of joy and celebration with regard to the completion of a mitzvah she kishe hishlima osim simcha u'mishte v'yontif, that when you complete a mitzvah, you should celebrate with joy, with mishteh. Mishteh is a celebration of food and drink, and it should be like a yontif. Now, based on these sources, the Gemara in Kol Kisvei and Shabbos, the Gemara Yeshen Ochel in Bava Basra, the Ramah paskins in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, Simon, Resh Mem Vav, Se'if Chavav, and we'll see him here, Tzashem, the Ramah inside. Just give you a second here. He writes, Kishe Mesaimim Mesechta. This is again on in Hilchas Talmud Torah, where the Mechaber writes that Bidul Torah is a terrible mitzvah, and anyone who dedicates his himself to the study of Torah when he's poor, Sofo L'kaima Me'osher. Fine, all these great encouragements about the study of Torah. Says the Ramah, Kishe Mesayim Mesechta, Mitzvah Lismoach V'lasos Su'uda. He finishes the Mesechta, and there's a mitzvah of simcha and suda. And then he adds three crucial words. Here, v'nikreis suudas mitzvah. Now again, if you take a look at the source for this Ramah, he adds, the Ramah adds in brackets, Nimuki Yosef Perkei Shnoch, remember the Abaye v'Perkol Kisve. Now it's interesting that the Ramah needs both sources, and perhaps the reason for that is that if he only had the Gemara of Abaye that we started with, that I would make a Yoma Tavad Rabbanim for someone who finishes a Masechta, perhaps that would be enough of a reason for Simcha, a kind of a Yontif, but we're not 100% sure that that would require a Seuda, you know, to set up a special meal called a Sudas Mitzvah. The Ramah brings the Muki Yosef because the Muki Yosef writes, in general, when you finish, you complete a mitzvah. That means a mitzvah that extends over a period of time and you finally come to its fruition, is you have to be misameach. And again, the language of the Muki Yosef is simcha u'mishta. So he adds the word mishta, which means su'uda. Like we have, for example, in Chosan, Shivis Yimei HaMishta, which are days of su'uda. And although, again, the word mishta appears here in the Nemuki Yosef, which presumably is the source for the Ramah, nevertheless, the Taz, if you take a look here in your Derech Mem Vav, writes, Kosav Marshal, Sofpek Meruba, Dafilu Achirim Shalos Simu Mitzvah L'smoach Im Zesh Esiyem. So first and foremost, the Taz writes that the Simcha spreads and extends to include even those who are not personally Messiahim, that mitzvah, but they should be misameach together with that, to that individual who was misayim the mitzvah. But that's not the most important point that I want to make over here, because the Taz and the Marshal that he quotes are focused based on the sugya of siyum mitzvah, not on Siyum Masechta so much. Again, we were asking the question why the Ramah needed the Nemuki Yosef, and we suggest the Nemuki Yosef adds the element of Mishta, which might be Suda, to set up a Chi of Suda, but then the Taz is saying that that's for Siyum Mitzvah. What about Siyum Masechta? Is that to be equated with Siyum Mitzvah? And for that, the Ramah brought down the Gemara of Abaye in Shabbos called Kisve, because Abaye was focused entirely on Siyum Masechta, and Abaye declared that that would be a Yom Tava. So if you take the Yom Tava of Abaye and you put it together with the Nemuki Yosef and the Sugim in Baba Basra about Siyum Mitzvah, then you might draw the conclusion that a Yom Tava is a Seuda, is Mishta V'yontif. If not for the Nemuki Yosef, one could ostensibly ask the following question. In the Gemara Baba Basra, the discussion is about Tu B'Av. And we don't find that there was a Suda on Tu B'Av, nor does our minhag reflect any Chiyuv Suda on Tu B'Av. Okay, you could answer because we are no longer in that situation of completing the Krisas Eitzim. Shibon HaMikdash will have that mitzvah, and therefore we don't make a Suda. But maybe back in the day, when they actually finished that mitzvah of Krisas Eitzim L'Maroch, they did make a Suda, they did make a Sudas Mishta V'Simcha, and for that, we need the Nemuki Yosef. And Abaye in Kol Kisve hones in on the aspect of Sudas Siyum, not Suda so much, but Yom HaTava for Siyum Masechta. So we put all these Makoras together. That's what the Ramah is quoting here. We come to the conclusion that, again, to quote the Ramah, "Kshemasayim mesechta, mitzvah lismoach velaso suda v'nikreis suudas mitzvah." Now, there's another source in a Medrash Shir Hashirim which is quoted by the Beis Yosef. Now, where is this Beis Yosef? The Beis Yosef is on the tour in Simon Tuf Reish Samach Tes. The tour says that regarding Simchas Torah, Lefisha Misaimim Bo HaTorah, Royal Ismach B'Siyuma, since we complete the Torah and Simchas Torah, it's appropriate that we are happy with the completion of the Torah. He gives a whole explanation why we immediately, after completing the Torah, start from the beginning of the Torah. That's Bracious. But the critical words here are V'osim Mishte V'Simcha V'Yontif L'Siyuma Shel Torah U'Lahaschalosa. So for this great joy, this occasion of completing the Torah and beginning it again, we set up a Mishte and Simcha V'Yontif, language that's very reminiscent of the Nebuki Yosef that we saw before, where he writes Simcha u'mishte v'yontif, almost word for word. Says the Beis Yosef, Matzasi ikro shel haminog, I found a source for this minog that goes way beyond Simchas Torah, that we create a simcha and mishte yontif for siyum shel Torah. B'medrash b'tchilas shir hashirim. Vayovo Yushalayim, Vayamod Lifnei Aron Bris Hashem, Vayas Mishtel Cholavodov. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mikan Shaosim Su'uda, Ligomra Shel Torah. Again, you don't know exactly what Gomra Shel Torah means in this Medrash of Rabbi Yitzchak in Shir Hashirim. And in general, we could ask a number of questions here, things that are a little bit unclear. When we have the Ramah, we have the Gemara that we saw, the Ramah that we saw, the Beis Yosef that we saw. What are the details of this Su'uda Siyum? For example, when those who are Messiahim, is that Su'uda considered a Su'udas Mitzvah? The Ramah, as we saw, seems to indicate that that is the case, because he writes, V'nikreis Su'udas Mitzvah, and that's the Ramah's addition. The Tur seems to assume that even for Torah Shebichsav, the completion of Torah Shebichsav is considered a Mishteh, Simcha V'Yontif, it sounds very much like a Su'udas Mitzvah. And if you take a look in the Tshuvas of Rav Moshe Feinstein, we will see, in Mirtz Hashem, that he too understood that we're talking about a Su'udas Mitzvah. Rav Moshe vacillates back and forth as to whether the Su'uda is considered a Su'udas Mitzvah only for the Messiahim or even for those who participate. And as we saw in the Taz in the name of the Marshal, others are also part of others who did not complete the Torah, but nevertheless they are also Mitzuva Lismoach with those who are Messiahim. But we're not sure if it's a Su'udas Mitzvah for them as well. That's an important question. Now, the Shach quotes a Maram Mintz. This is a very early source, because keep in mind, the Maram Mintz died in the year 1472. So he lived in the 1400s, and he writes, he says, D'chsheboim l'sof mesechta yishayir ma'at b'sof. When he's coming close to completing the Masechta, he should leave a little bit of the Masechta incomplete. Ad shas hakosher yoma deroy letakin bo su'uda, until you can set up a day which is comfortable, so to speak. A Shas HaKosher means at an appropriate time. You know, you can't make a suit every day, but you got to get all the troops together that could organize and schedule this Sudas Siyum. And therefore, you should wait to complete the Siyum Masechta until that Suuda is prepared. And then says the Maharam means Vehi Suudas Mitzvah. He says you should gather together a minion, and the Messiah should complete the Masechta. There should be a recitation of Kaddish Drabbanon, and the Siyum Masechta should mention the Asara B'nei Rav Papa. Vasudi Sudas Mitzvah, and he writes, this is pretty significant and revolutionary. He writes, Afilu Ovel, even an Ovel who's usually enjoined from any sort of happy Suda, Toch Yudbeis Chodesh Al Ov Vimo, he's in the lower level, the less intense, more lenient level of Avelus, he's during the Yudbeis Chodesh for Avimo, Yochol Lisod Shom, he can participate in this Suuda. Then he writes that's the Maram Mitz. Then the Shach adds Ein Shom Bamarshal Shekosov Viperek Meruba Desium Mesechta Sudas Mitzvah. Sudas Mitzvah. So we have now the Ramah and the Marshal. They were more or less contemporaries, but going earlier, almost a century earlier, we have the Maram Mintz also classifying the Siyum as a Sudas Mitzvah. He raises the question, the Marshal, normally in a Sudas Simcha we add Shas Simcha Vim'ono. That's not limited just to Chasen, but here he says, Ein Levarach Simcha Vim'ono, that bracha is not recited. And then he writes in the name of Chuvas Maril, to be Yom Shemesbo Ovivo Imo Nagu Almo Lis Anos, the Osir Lechel Besiv Mesech Havikmo Dvarma Mutor Bacherim Nagu Bo Isur. He talks about those who fast on a yahrzeit for a parent, whether allowed to participate in the Sudas Siyum Masechta and eat, and he thinks that no, he shouldn't be doing so. He shouldn't be eating. Now, the Maram Mintz, although he seems to be the earliest source for classifying a Sudas Siyum as a Sudas Mitzvah. And he goes as far as to say that he should postpone the Siyum until he can set up and organize that Sudas Mitzvah. He writes, Sudad Noah, L'kvoda Torah, V'atalmidim, Roy L'kabitz Kol HaKol. When the Messiah is ready to finish the Masechta, they should gather together the Kol. All this is in the Maram Mintz, making a real big to-do about a Sudas Siyum and how to organize it. And the Chiddush here is that he doesn't have to make the Suda immediately when he completes his study. He could leave a little bit, as we do at the end of the Masechta, and wait until the Shas HaKosher, as we said, and everything is organized. And that's all quoted here in the Shach in Reish Mem Vav, as we saw earlier. The Maram Mintz goes a step further. He says, an Ovel for his parents, Toch Yud Beis Chodesh, can join the Seuda. As we said before, it's a Sudas Mitzvah. The Marshal also establishes the Suda as a Sudas Mitzvah in his gigantic work, his classic magnum opus, the Yam Shel Shlomo. And let's just see the language of the Yam Shel Shlomo. Now, it's interesting. The Yam Shel Shlomo is approximately 100 years after the Maram Mintz. And even later than that, we have, about a century later, we have the Chavas Yoyer. These are all Ashkenazic poskim. There's a whole string here of Ashkenazic poskim. The Yam Shel Shlomo writes that a Sudas Mila, a Sudas Pidgin Aben, a Sudas Chanukah, and a Siyum Sefer, all the Kavachomer Siyum Sefer, all these Hem Kriyim Su'udos Mitzvah. So that on the list of Sudas Mitzvah, he's got not just Mila and Pidgin Aben, which are pretty classic, but he also has Sudas Chanukah. That's a little bit of a chiddush, because we don't usually define Chanukah as a day of Sudas Mitzvah. And then with a Kal V'chomer, he's got Siyum HaSefer. And this is pretty outspoken and explicit about the classification, the definition of a Siyum Sefer as a Sudas Mitzvah. And after that introduction, he goes into detail about each one of these categories: Sudas Bris Mila, Sudas Pidgin Aben. And he says that there are two types or categories of Su'uda. He's got one Suda which he calls Sudas Mereus. And then he has a Suda which is not for the purpose of Mereus, but Litein Shevach LaMakom, O Lefarsem Mitzvah, O Lefarsem Nes. And such a Suda, which is not just a Sudas Mereus, which again is prohibited for a novel to participate in, but here it's not for the sake of Mereus, but it's Litein Shevach, it's Pirsum Mitzvah, Pirsum Anes, that's called a Sudas Mitzvah. And in the case of Mila, or Pidgin Aben, we're being Mefarsim the Mitzvah, in the case of Chanukah, we're being Mefarsim the Nes. And he gets to Su'udas Siyum, and he writes, V'siyum ha-sefer nami nira be'enai shehu Sudas Mitzvah. And he quotes the Gemara of Abaye in Shabbos called Kisri that we learned before, and he says that in his opinion you should be Mevarech Shasimcha b'mo'ono. Then he writes, Kein ho-resi pam'achas halach l'maisa. Fine. He has a whole story over there. But he writes, Siyum HaSefer Sudas Mitzvah L'Kuli Alma. He's not sure about a Sudas Chanukah Sabayis, because he thinks that's more of Derech Mereus. But Sudas Siyum is certainly a Sudas Mitzvah. He speaks about Sudas Bar Mitzvah, and he says, Ein Lecha Sudas Mitzvah G'dol Mizu. Because again, he's being Mesameach not in one mitzvah, but in all Taryag mitzvahs. And that Suda for Bar Mitzvah is a Sudas Mitzvah. That's the Yam Shel Shlomo. Now, as I mentioned before, there's a tshuva here from the Chavas Yoyer. His name was Rav Yoyer Bachrach. He was from the great Ashkenazim, and he lived in the 1700s. He writes, Hashemiyod Laseis Geder L'Sudas Mitzvah. It's very difficult to define Sudas Mitzvah. V'Marshal B'Yam Shel Shlomo B'Perek Meruba. He is the a first source for defining a Sudas Mitzvah. Kol Suda, he quotes the Marshal, as we saw before, Kol Suda Shadav Ose Shalo B'Derech Mereis V'Simcha K'dei Litein Shevach V'Odoya L'Mokom O'K'dei L'Farsim Anes Arei Sudas Mitzvah. And he's wondering, the Chavis Yoyer, why is it that the Marshal in Yom Shel Shlomo doesn't quote the Mordechai in Psachim? And apparently the Mordechai in Psachim, which I don't have in front of me here, writes that Sudos on Chanukah have the status of a Sudos Mitzvah, Mipnei Shenogu Lomar Shiros Mithishpachos Bosan Seudos. And that the Chavis Yoyer sees as the first primary source in Rishonim to a Sudas Mitzvah in the case of Chanukah, which is Lefar Semanes of Shiros Mithishpachos. And the same thing is if you marry off a girl to a Talmud Chacham or the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, if they recite Shiros Mithishpachos Lahalel to thank Hashem for the Chesed, that itself at the marriage becomes a sudas simcha. And he quotes now the Yom Shel Shlomo chen kosav shegam sudas siyum afilum yochid siyem mesechta shalom ad nikra sudas mitzvah l'chol tamidi chacham ha-mesubim basuda. He seems to assume that when one scholar finishes a Masechta, all those who participate are participating in a Sudas Mitzvah. He has a discussion here about Leil Shabbos Lifnei Abris, which we call a Shalom Zachar, or on a Suda for an Afruf before the Chasana. He wants to know whether those sudos can be classified as sudas mitzvah. He has doubts about it, just like we saw the Marshal had doubts about sudas Chanukah Sabayis. And again, even though there is a expression of shiros and tishpachos, but nevertheless, it's not be'etzem a sudas mitzvah, because the mitzvah hasn't yet come about, and the whole chinuch habayis is really a minug. It's not a mitzvah per se, but he suggests that if there's a drasha at these sudos, then that itself might upgrade and transform the sudas to a sudas mitzvah. And that's his long discussion here in the tshuva, the Chavis Yoyer and Siman Ayin. He wants to know if pilpul hatamid chacham besuda olim lasos asuda l'sudas mitzvah, and he wants to suggest that those quasi suudos mitzvah, if you have talmidei chachamim who are together and the mefalpel in Torah, the Gemara says in brachas kol anenem suda shatamidei chachamim besocha is kilu anenem zivashchina. And he derived this from Yisro. But he says maybe we shouldn't derive halacha from Agadita. A whole presentation here. But he says in the case of Sudas Siyum, that is a Sudas Mitzvah, mitzad the Simchas HaSiyum, regardless of whether the Talmidei Chachamim are sitting together at this Suda. And therefore Sudas Siyum, he says, is certainly a Sudas Mitzvah unto itself, inherent in and unto itself. And he writes, V'nira li hu adin yom shal achrov kinahug. He speaks about setting up a sudon on Isruchag, and perhaps that has a din of a sudas mitzvah as well. And he goes on and on to speak about a suda at the completion of a Sefer Torah. Somebody dedicates a Sefer Torah to a Beis HaKnesses, that also has an element of Simcha and Siyum HaTorah in it, and perhaps that Suda is also a Sudas Mitzvah. That's just a couple of highlights here of this tshuva of the Chavis Yoyer. So let's just make a summary of what we've seen. The earliest source for a Sudas Siyum we saw in the Maram Mintz, This is already in the 1400s, and the Yam Shel Shlomo in the 1500s, who explicitly in his list, which he enumerates of Sudas Mitzvah, he starts with Mila, Pidgin HaBen, and Chanukah, how much more so Siyam HaSefer. He doesn't make reference, that's what the Chavos Ya'ir points out, to the Mordechai, who speaks about Chanukah and the Sudos of Chanukah, which are Sudos of Shiros V'Sishbachos. They become a Sudas Mitzvah. And in general, we classify Sudos under either Sudas Mereus, and in contrast, Sudas Mitzvah, Lahodos, L'Shabeach, L'Farsim Anes, and for the Pirsum of a Mitzvah that was completed. We spoke about Su'udas Bar Mitzvah, which is on the list of these Ashkenazic posts, given the Marshal and the Chavos Ya'ir. But other Sudos are questionable. We spoke about Chanukah Sabayis and a Shalom Zachar, perhaps an Ofruf. The Marshal we saw insists on adding a bracha at a Siyum Masechta, Shasimcha Bim Ono. And the Marshal's language is very, very dramatic. The Marshal writes, Ein lecha simcha yoser milifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu midalad amos shal halacha. And he writes, V'chein horesi pam halacha lamaisa. And the Chachamim, even the Marshal admits, did not accept this chidush that we should recite Shasimcha Bimono at a Sudas Siyum. The Marshal writes, the Afilu Mishalo Siyem Mesechta Zu, Mitzvah Rabba Shiyismach Ima Mesayim, Da Abaye Afagav Dehu Gufa Lo Siyem, Afilochi Ovid Yoma Tavid Rabbonah. So we see clearly that even those who were not Messiah themselves to participate in this Suda's mitzvah, Abai set up this Suda on behalf of others, on behalf of the Rosh Hashiva who completed the Masechta. And in the case of Suda's Erisin and Chanukah Sabayis, we saw that the Chavos Ya'ir suggests that we can transform the Suda and elevate it to the state of a Suda's mitzvah through Darshim Bohem B'divrei Torah and the gathering of Talmidei Chachamim, which makes it a special kind of Suda, as we learned from the Gemara in Brachos, and the paradigm we said was the Suda of Yisro together with Moshe. And he says that perhaps we cannot derive conclusions from halachic conclusions from Anagadita. And he writes, he says, Lo nuchal limtzo sudas reshus, sudas eidin akshevus kisudas mitzvah, siyum ha-mesechta, nikrei sudas mitzvah, mitzad simchas ha-siyum, velo mitzad talmidei chacham shemesubim yachad. And therefore we don't need the drasha or the hishtatfus of Talmidei Chachamim to upgrade the Sudas Siyum to that of a Sudas Mitzvah. He writes at the end of his tshuva, the Chavos Ya'ir Zaklal, Shebeloshen b'nei odom lo nichlal b'mila su'uda rakish mazminim shom kruim v'lo nikreis Sudas Mitzvah elik shasifos b'nei odom hu b'shvil ad mitzvah. He says that people call it a Suda only when you invite others to join you, and there's an Asifas Pnei Adam, and for the sake of this mitzvah, that's called a Sudas Mitzvah. I think he's implying here that if a person is in private, he doesn't invite others, that might be a Chisaron in the Shem Sudas Mitzvah. and that has to be taken under advice. And by the way, just as a matter of curiosity, the Chavas Yoyer goes on a tirade against those who sit and participate in a Sudas Mitzvah, and they're not paying attention to the Dorish. He calls it a Minog Mekulkal Shel Hamonim. He says that although it's not enough to create a Sudas Mitzvah because Talmidei Chacham are sitting together speaking Torah, but nevertheless, certainly at a Sudas Shalom Zachar, if you want to create a Sudas Mitzvah, you need to participate in the Drashos and the Divrei Torah. Same thing he applies to a Hachnasa Sefer Torah. All these Sudos require that everyone listen carefully to the Doresh. He also writes that Nitan Laroch Es Sudas Asim Gam B'Yom Shal Achrov Kinohug Sharei Shlomo HaMelech Osa Mishte Zayin Yomim V'Efshar Shagam Achar Achrov. He suggests that even if they were not able to set up the Suda immediately at the point of the Siyum Masech, they could do it even a day or more later. That's a Chiddush of the Chavas Yoyer. What we saw in the Shach was, in the name of the Maharam Minz, to leave a portion of the Siyum, of the completion of the Masechta, and not complete the Masechta until the Suda is organized. Now, what I'd like to point out here is some of the more contemporary poskim. You can take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, and this you'll find in Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tov Ayin. And he's speaking about Tainas Bechoros, and the whole idea of setting up a Su'udas Siyum on Tainas Bechoros. The Ramah codifies the fast of Bechoros here in Hilchos Pesach Sha'av Bechor Mis'ane Tachas B'no HaBechor K'shadayinu Katan. Fine. And then he goes on to say Im Eina Ha'av Bechor Mis'ane B'yad B'no Ad She'yagdil. Even if the father himself is not a Bechor, he should fast on behalf of his son who's a katan, who is a Bechor. And then the Mishnah Berurah writes, Le'inyan imutarim ha-Bechorim lechol besudas mitzvah toli b'minag ha-makomos yesh makomos shenogu lahachmir u'lefizem rotza lechol al sudas pidgin ha-ben u'brismilu tzor ha-torah. Yesh mekom shenagu abchorim lahakiv alechol besudas mitzvah. Chei nagim ayom kahayom bekamim mekomos b'medina sein lahakiv alechol af besudas siyum mesechta. V'af shabchorim bi'atzmam lo lamdu es mesechta. Mekom mekom kevan sheitzal amesayim hu sudas mitzvah mitztarfim l'sudaso v'aminik shemiskabtzim l'amesayim. Kodem shesiyim u'mesayim lifnei mesam mesecht v'shomim u'mitzarfim imo b'siyumo v'achkach osim seuda. So the Mishnah Berurah, again, he has different minhagim here, but he does quote a minhag lahakil with regard to tainis bechoros to participate, for the bechor to participate in a siyum, to hear the end of the mesechta, to participate in the sudas mitzvah. And that alleviates him of his obligation to fast on Erev Pesach. And we'll see something similar in the Ramah in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. And the Ramah writes, this is in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, V'siyum Mesechet. He writes, Ochlim Basa V'shosim Yayin Kol HaShayochim LaSeuda. That even though we abstain from eating meat and drinking wine during this period of time, again, a different sheet is exactly what's included in that period of time. Shavuot Shechal Bo, the 9 days starting with Rosh Chodesh Av is our minig. And he says, but for a Siyum Masechta, we can eat meat and drink wine if you shayach to the Seuda. That's what it says here in the Ramah. And it would seem that the Ramah is Lishitaso. He's consistent with his Shita that the Siyum Masechta is considered a Seudas Mitzvah. And that trumps the minhag not to eat meat and drink wine in this period of time. And if you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes here, Siyum Masechta mikol makom im lo nizdamen bilimudo asiyum lo yemayer o yaacher b'shvil zeh. Shouldn't deliberately organize the siyum for this period of time in order to be matir achilas basishtias yayin. On the other hand, he is mekil im nizdamen karoy mutarim lechol af osan shalolomdu imohem. If the close relationship is such that whenever the siyum would have taken place, not because it's during the 9 days, he would have made it an effort to join, that's considered shayach lesuda, and he can eat meat and drink wine. And he repeats himself on the comment of kol hashayachim lesuda. If you want to see it inside, it's Sifkat 9. Hey, Hainu kol misha hayaholech bizman acher l'su'uda zu. And he writes in the name of the Chai Odom, the Eishes bala su'uda muteres af b'siyum mesecht v'chein bonov. That his wife and his children likewise can join in the su'uda. I'm not sure exactly what the chiddush is here. And they can eat meat and drink wine as participants in this Suda. In the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rav Yaakov Emdin, Daito, Dahainu hamachzikim bidei halomdim bimamonam. That when we talk about those who participate in the Siyum, Rav Yaakov Emdin identifies these people in his Siddur as those who support the Lomdei HaTorah with their contributions, the gam hagaboyim amashgichim aleihem umesharseihem kol elu mitarim afilu yirabim ach lezamen acherim vilvad elu sheboyim mipnei hakoved ve'ava is asur be'isur gomur. So he's got a number of different comments here. Rav Yaakov Emdin, different categories of individuals who are allowed to eat the meat and the drink the wine and participate in this Suda Siyum. He does seem to assume that those who come because of Kavod or because of Ava, they should not be participating unless they are Misayim Lasiya Sasuda. But as we saw already in the Mishnah Berurah, the final criterion and definition for who can join in this Siyum are those who would have anyway come to participate in this Simcha, even had it not been during the 9 days. Now, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, in the Tshuva that we mentioned earlier, writes that a Sudas Siyum for the completion of Chumash, he says, if it was a study Be'iyun, Chumash was done in depth, that too is a Sudas Mitzvah. And in the Sefer called Shut Mishnah Halachos, he writes that Al Kol Siyum Limud Sefer Be'iyun Osim Sudas Siyum. If you learned any sort of sefer bi'iyun, you make a sudas siyum. V'no gemolam laso siyum b'gmar shulchan aruch, aruch chayim, O Yoridea, he says, I can testify to a minug that if you complete the study of Shulchan Aruch, whether it's Archaim or Yoridea, is you make a siu, v'afil l'famim rak shegomrim hilcha Shabbos v'chayotze. He says that if you have something as vast and as comprehensive and as intense as hilcha Shabbos, like for example in our kolel, the requirement for Hilcha Shabbos was 100 simonim in Shulchan Aruch, that too would engender a sudas siyum. In most cases, you would make the sudas siyum after the Rabbanut tested you and you got the results and you passed. In any event, the tshuva of Bitzel Chachma writes that rak siyum al seder mishnayis nechshav kesudas mitzvah. He says that you have to complete all Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, but if you complete one Mesech the Mishnayis, that doesn't warrant a Sudas Siyum. Heyos v'ein bazeh simcha kol kach gdola. There's no great simcha of being Mesayim, one Mesechta in Mishnayis. And if we would like to sort of summarize what we've seen, we could perhaps suggest the following. That, number one, we'll try to make this point by point. One should not change the date of the Siyum in order to organize it dafka during this period of time. That's what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. And im lo nizdam in the Mishmur's language, but libud hasiyum lo yumayr o yaach b'shvil zeh. V'gam im lo ayu ose suda b'shara yomim. If he wouldn't have necessarily made this suda, had it not coincided with the 9 days, that's not called a suda siyum. He's not sure about it, the Mishnah Berurah. Achein im nizdam in karoy mutarim lechal af osam shalom du imayim im ayu holchim u'bom gab nizman acher. And he quotes the Chayodom and others who say that you're allowed to eat meat at that Suda, and that's what we do. There are those who are makil to set up to deliberately organize the Siyum during the 9 days. That is not the way the Mishnah Berurah sees it, but there definitely is such a common custom. And with regard to a Bechor on Erev Pesach, where he's meant to fast, can he participate in a Su'udas Siyum? The Mishnah Berurah we saw in Hilchas Pesach says that the Minhag HaOlam is Lahakil. However, there are Achronim who are Machmirim on this. And the reason for the Minhag HaOlam Lahakil is because the Tainus itself of Bechoros is only a minug, it's not really a chov, and therefore you can accept this minug of participation in a siyum. There are, however, poskim who write that we have to be makpid to eat and participate in the suda siyum at least a shear of koseves, which would undermine the tainus, and therefore he's potter from the tainus. And as far as the participation of a chassan in a suda siyum mesechta on the very day of his chuppah, because it's a minhag for a chassan to fast on a day of chuppah, that's going to be an issue in the poskim. And Bli Neder, on a different occasion, if we have time, we would love to investigate this issue, and whether or not women, for example, the Kala, could alleviate her requirement on minhag of fasting as a result of a siyum. That too is a subcategory, a tributary of this issue. With regard to those who fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah and have that minhag, would they be allowed to participate in a suda siyum in order to obviate the need for fulfilling this minhag of fasting on Erev Rosh Hashanah? That's also a discussion in Poskim. Now, what about Tachnun on a day of Asiyum? What about an Avel participating in Asiyum? We mentioned already the Maram Mintz, which was quoted by the Shafkin Yerodea, that if he's an Avel Tov Yud Beis Chodesh Lov V'Imo, he can join the Suda Asiyum. The Shach writes that those who have a minig of fasting on a yard site should not participate in a Sudas Siyum. And on that Shach, I think we failed to mention Rav Kiveger. Let me just go back to Chidush Rav Kiveger. It's a one-liner. He writes that Ze Ayri Besudas Chasana Sheyesham Muzmane Chasavakala Yeshba Simcha Aval Sudas Prismila Pijanaben Vesiyam Masechta Mutter. The Chidushe Rabbi Kiva Eger here in Yoredei Reish Mem Vav seems to assume that the night before the Tainus of a Yartzeit, the night going into a Tainus Yartzeit, the person who has Yartzeit is allowed to eat from a Sudas Siyum. If you look at the Pischei Tshuva, he says as far as a wedding on the night of a Yartzeit, he writes that perhaps he should not be participating in Sudas Chos V'Kal. There are others who are there, but Sudas Prismila Pidgin Ben V'Siyum Masechta Mutter. Now I'm not sure why he should be so machmir at the night of a yartzeit as far as a wedding is concerned. I know my aunt, may she rest in peace, she didn't want to come to one of our family weddings because of the night of the yartzeit, and I guess she was relying on this Pischei Tshuva. But I'm not sure that that's what Rabbi Kiveger is saying over here in the Chidush of Rabbi Kiveger, because he's talking about the Easter of the night before the Tainus, and he allows Sudas Siyum. I would assume he would allow a Sudas Chos V'Kal as well, but Tzarech Li'iyun on that point has to be investigated. And as far as a Siyum Masechta on Erev Shabbos, the Bir Halacha touches on this in Orchaim Simon Reish Mem Tet. The Mechaber speaks about Osel L'Kvo Be'erev Shabbos Sudu Mishteh Sheino Rogil Bimei HaChol. So there's a mitzvah on Erev Shabbos L'Kvo Shabbos, and the Sudu Mishteh on Erev Shabbos is a little bit antithetical to Kvod Shabbos, especially because he'll be so full from the Suda that he won't be Toyev Lechol when Shabbos enters. And on that, the Ramah comments, Usuda Shezmano Be'erev Shabbos G'yom Bris Milo Pijana Ben Mutter. And the Bir Halacha adds, V'hu Adin Siyum Masechta. So there is a heter here that's reliable of the Bir Halacha with regard to a Siyum on Erev Shabbos or an Erev Yontif. And again, this comes back to the fact that the Sudas Siyum is considered and classified as a Sudas Mitzvah, and it's not a classical Sudas Simcha without Mitzvah, it's Sudas Mitzvah, and therefore we can organize a Sudas Siyum as we can a Sudas Mitzvah for a Bris and a Pidgin HaBen on Erev Shabbos. And once again, the Avel during Yud Beis Chodesh would be able to participate in that Su'uda. There's an interesting issue here in the Poskim about whether you can make one Siyum one Su'uda for the Siyum of two different Masechtas. Is that a violation of Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilus Chavilus? Usually we understand Mitzvos Chavilus Chavilus is in the Chefta, you know, to use the same kos for Yain and for Kiddush and Avdolah, things like that. Or to use this, but there is also a source for the Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilus in two Pulos Mitzvah as well, not just in the Chefta, like to be Mashkin two Sotos at the same time. Now, there are many, many other tshuvas that have been published over the, especially in contemporary times, and touch on these issues. This Piskei Tshuvas has a whole presentation. The Aruch HaShulchan writes about these issues. There's a sefer that we've quoted in the past called Ratz Kitzvi from Rabbi Tzvi Reisman. There's a sefer Tshuvas Umin Hagos that has a long discussion. There are various mamorim. There's a maimer of Rabbi Ephraim Fishel Stein. He goes into great detail about these issues of a Sudas Siyum and the status thereof. There's also a maimer of Rav Palshtinsky. We don't have time to go through all these mamorim, although that would certainly round off our study. We just want to make one comment here in closing. The rayos that we see, that we've brought, that we've mentioned to prove that there is simcha at a siyum mitzvah, at a siyum masechta, although seuda is not mentioned explicitly, where we saw that Abai set it up as a yom tavla rabbanon, and it doesn't say seuda, and yontif in general means an isur malacha, we would have to say that the phrase yontif, yom tavla, has two different meanings. Sometimes, in certain contexts, it's referring to an Iser Malacha. For example, you take a look in the Gemara Megillah Daf Hey, sometimes the word Yontif is a reference to Seuda. Now, for example, Purim has a mitzvah of Simcha and Mishteh. And we don't use that concept of Yontif as Iser Malacha with regard to Purim. Now, if you take a look in the Gemara in Baba Basra that we spoke about, that Tu B'Av is considered a yontif because of the siyum of the mitzvah of Krisas Eitzim for the Maroch, as we said before, the Nebuki Yosef speaks about Simcha Gidola in a siyum mitzvah, and he mentions Mishteh. He doesn't say Sud explicitly, but it would seem that Simcha here means Basar and Yayin, especially since he adds the word Mishteh. And although, again, as we said at the outset, in Tu B'Av we don't find a Seuda, but yet the Mishnah does say at the end of Tainis, Lo hayu yomim tovim liyisrael k'chamisha sar bi'av k'yom ha-kipurim. Obviously on Yom Kippur they didn't need a Seuda, and the pashas would therefore be that Tu B'Av that's quoted in the same breath might not be a day of Seuda. So you see that there is a concept called Simcha without Seuda, but in this case that Siyum is not just Simcha but also Mishteh. That would certainly sound like the Seudas Mishteh of Purim, and we're talking about Seuda as well. Now, another issue that I didn't get a chance to touch on is the issue of music, live music at a Siyum Masechta, or for that matter, a Seudas Mitzvah in general. Is there any special status of music at a Seudas Mitzvah? So, Bli Neder, if we have a chance to research that further, we'd like to add that to our discussion for today. And finally, as far as a Suda for Chinuch Habayis, Chanukas Habayis, we find in a tshuva of the Be'er Sheva that in Eretz Yisrael there is a mitzvah of Suudas Chanukas Habayis, because in Eretz Yisrael to set up a bayis is itself a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but he falls shy of establishing a Seudas mitzvah of Chanukas Habayis outside of Eretz Yisrael. The fascinating thing about this tshuva of the Be'er Sheva is that he makes reference to a Gemara in Yuma, in Perek Bolo, Yontif Hayosa Kohen Gadol Li'ov of Bishoshi Yotza Bisholom in HaKodesh. And the Be'er Shem assumes and identifies that Yontif of the Kohen Gadol when he came out of the Kodesh Kedoshim as a Siyum Mitzvah, which is reflective of the Nemuki Yosef and Babasa that we spoke about a Suda Legomishal Mitzvah. The simple pshat in the Suda and the Simcha of the Kohen Gadol would be not Gemar Mitzvah as much as Hatzolah Mimavis L'chaim, because we know that during the period of Be'esheni, when most of the Kohen Gadolim did not survive because they were Tztukim and they did the Avod L'fnayv L'fin Yom Kippur the wrong way, the way that the Tztukim did it. So this was a simcha of being saved from a dangerous situation. But in any event, the Be'er Sheva understood that the simcha was a result of Gomra Shel Mitzvah, meaning the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol Lifnai V'Lifnim. That's a fascinating chiddush of the Be'er Sheva. Now, in terms of this issue about Seuda on a Yom Simcha for completing Torah, etc., it's interesting, the Beis Yosef, we saw quotes the Medrash in Shir HaShirim. Now, in that parsha in Shir HaShirim of Shlomo, it says that Vayal, this is explicit in the Tanakh, Vayal Olos Vayash Shlomo, Vayas Mishte L'chol Avod, if the word is Mishte. And that seems to certainly indicate a Simcha of Seuda. And when a person eats karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash, that is a simcha. And certainly want to lift our mouths, our hearts, our hands to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shamayim as to feel that we should be zocha to eat from the karbonos of the Beis HaMikdash and to be zocha to the building of the third Mikdash and the Gula Shleima of Imher V'Yemeinu Amen. Ramban in his Pirush al Torah at the end of Parshas Mishpatim on the Pasuk Vayochlu Vayishtu writes that the reason for this Achil and Shisiyah Sha'asu Simcha V'yontif Ki Kein Chova L'smach B'Kabbalah Satorah Kashet Siva B'Kosmal Divrei Torah L'Avonim V'Savachta Shlomach Al Teshov V'Samach L'Fnei Hashem Elokecha. And then he quotes the Pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech. The Ramban emphasizes the element of Achila and Shasiya as a Simcha of Kabbalah Satorah. It sounds like we're talking about Suda, we're talking about Mishteh. That's what the Ramban seems to indicate. And he proves it, the Ramban, from the Medrash about Shlomo HaMelech, that he made this Mishteh, Legomro Shel Torah. And that would seem to indicate that we're talking about a yontif of Achil and Shasiya, and this is the way of expressing a yontif, of fulfilling and implementing a yontif for Siyum HaTorah, and that simcha is a simcha of Seuda.